You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So Elon Musk, back in 2016, co-founded this company called Neuralink, N-E-U-R-A-L-I-N-K, Neuralink. And the whole idea was like a little chip interface that you'd put in your brain and make us even more of cyborg than we are right now. Well, he got approval now from the Food and Drug Administration.
The old FDA?
To launch human trials of this device. Musk describes the Neuralink as a, quote, Fitbit in your skull, end quote. Got 11 people that they will try to do this with next year, so in 2024. But by 2030... which is, what, a handful of years away.
Yep.
They're hoping to have more than 20,000 people fitted with the chips in their head.
This is very cool stuff because it can cure paralysis, blindness, mental illness. It can help with Alzheimer's, dementia. There's a whole slew of things that this chip is supposed to be able to help people with. And I think it's absolutely freaking incredible.
I do too.
So cool.
I think I would sign up for one.
And how they insert, there's multiple videos on, if you want to watch some of this, on how they insert these like little threads and stuff into your brain that are thinner than a human hair. It's just fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I'm reading about that part right now. They say it would take a couple of hours for a surgeon to perform the craniectomy. That means actually cutting open your skull. And then less than half an hour for a robot to insert the device along with the ultra-thin array of 64 threads.
That's right.
That will go up into your brain. I mean, fantastic.
Life-changing. Game changer for people that need help with multiple conditions.
Yeah, there could be
it's
some people
so
who are paralyzed and suddenly at some point down the road, something like this might be able to help.
Or blindness. My God, getting somebody to see again. It's like, and it's crazy. They cut out like this little like rectangle in your head and pull it out and they glue it back in.
Yeah.
It's so neat. This Elon guy, you know, he's a polarizing figure, but some of the stuff he does, freaking A.
Oh, sure. I mean,
so cool.
And we'll immediately get text messages from the people that Elon Musk is, you know, the devil. Okay,
know,
we get it. He is polarizing.
Still.
He's got his fans. He's got his detractors, blah, blah, blah. Put that aside if you can. Some people can never get past their personality biases.
Correct.
Try to put that aside for a moment. You can hate him all day long, but if he does something that helps somebody who's blind to then see, I mean, that's a Jesus move.
It is, man. I mean, and then not to mention his rockets and what he's done for the automotive industry, and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, so hate him all day long, fine. If that's the way you like to live your life, going around hating people, fine.
But dude has worked hard in his life and come up with some pretty damn cool things for this planet. So pretty neat. But would you do it? Would you be one of those that signs up like right off the bat to try this?
Yeah, I think I would.
I think I would too. I think I would. It's like, what do you have to lose, really?
Yeah.
If you have one of these debilitating conditions, what do you have to lose?
And I'm trying to think, you know, with like me today, what could it do? Is it something that could, you know, help with memory a little
bit,
right? I mean, they should be able to start fine-tuning these things so it can do a variety of things.
Premature, you know.
Sure, yeah. or not being able to do that at all. instead of a little blue pill, Jeremy, you'll be able to get a brain implant.
Hold on, let me fire this thing up.
And it might be instantaneous. So,
what an awesome party trick.
You know, in the last 5 to 8 years or whatever, I've started having a little bit of tinnitus.
Yeah.
And I figure it's just because, A, my age, and B, working in radio all these years. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that could be the kind of thing they'd be like, oh, yeah, we'll take care of that. We'll put a little brain chip in and we'll shut that sound
off. Turn the squealing off.
Yeah, and you'll be absolutely fine. And who says no to that? I guess the people who are automatically anti anything new technology because of the fear factor. I understand.
That,
we are messing with your brain.
That's kind of a biggie. And it's going to be the people that are like, well, he's going to implant some sort of code in my brain. He's going to take my body over and make me commit crimes.
It actually, with your fear of the grid going down, this sounds like something that you might be against.
Right now, I'm for it. I'm excited about it. But give me a few years, then maybe I'll be terrified of it.